Welcome to Breakfast Bar.
It will be still be there in 10 seconds. You can finish your sentence.
I'm here with Owen and Steph. Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bar?
Because we like breakfast and Breaking Bad.
Steph, what did you have for breakfast?
I just had a chocolate eclair.
Owen, what did you have for breakfast?
I had a chocolate eclair and I'm about to eat. Would we call that a scone?
I think it's like a traditional...
Fastest food in the world, isn't it? As soon as it's made, it's scone.
It wouldn't work because I call them scones.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as it's made, it's scone.
What did you have for breakfast, Kevin?
I don't know what that was called. What was it?
It looks like a Viennese something.
Did you eat them both?
Yeah.
My word.
What?
Don't know.
Impressive.
Who's going to diss me? You praise me. Cheers, Steph.
Thanks,
man. What did you have for breakfast? Did we just ask you that? Whatever it was, it's now all over my arm.
I thought you did some weird,
Cool.
Okay, so what? To tell me about your week.
This
was your idea. You gave me a hard time about when I just switched sections, so now here's your time to shine.
Okay, I haven't had enough sleep, I know that much.
Why not?
I've just been out every night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, till 2 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and I'm really, really tired.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'm a little bit emotional.
Oh god, this is going to be such
when
a
when was the last time you cried?
Are we going to say that? I'm not prepared to talk about it yet.
Okay. Steph, we're going to do a bit later on about the last time we cried. The last time you cried was on the last podcast.
Yeah. I didn't cry, I got teary.
It was absolutely alone, literally didn't know what to do. It was really weird.
I didn't actually cry.
There were tears in your eyes.
There's only about maybe 5 people in the whole world that have ever seen you cry.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like crying in front of people.
I'm quite honoured.
Yeah, I didn't cry, I just got teary.
Yeah.
No tears fell.
There were tears in your eyes.
Yeah, but they didn't fall. And if I cry, I get this really weird thing where, because I don't like crying, my mouth, do you get that thing that goes out of control?
Yeah.
And so I just get a really bad pain in my throat, and my mouth goes... And then I'm like, I'm fine, and it just makes it worse.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you'll see that in about 10 minutes' time.
Okay. What?
No, we're not... Oh, are you pressing the button?
You want me to press the button?
I don't know, what have you been up to?
I don't know, I played a load of gigs and things and, moved out.
You did 5 gigs in one day, didn't you?
Yeah, on Saturday. Well, I wouldn't really call them gigs, but, yes.
Oh, rude.
No, no, I just mean, it sounds like I played, 10 hours, but, yeah, no, it was stressful, but I managed to make it everywhere, which I was really impressed with. And then, at the end of one, I got a venison burger with halloumi cheese on top.
What did you think of that venison burger? It wasn't great, was it?
Yeah, it was really dry, and just, I was trying to eat in the car, and the halloumi was nice, and if I didn't, I wish I'd have more ketchup on it. It was just really dry, and I thought I paid £7.
Sometimes there's a thing, halloumi is amazing, but, in a burger, it's... kind of counterproductive, because halloumi on its own is just beautiful. Sometimes if you put it in a burger, I think it's a bit of a waste.
If it wasn't in that venison burger, I wouldn't have eaten.
But would the burger be better if you just taken the venison out and just had a halloumi burger?
Yeah.
I always get confused between venison and veal.
Venison is generally seen as okay, and veal is not.
Veal is a baby cow.
Venison is deer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And veal is
a baby cow. And I got on my high horse.
No, it's a baby.
Baby.
Deer.
Baby cow.
No.
Baby, it's a calf, isn't it?
It's a deer.
Baby deer?
It was pretty expensive. But
yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a deer.
I
don't know, if only there was a way we could find this out.
I'm finding out why you're...
I don't think people would be that fussed if it was a baby cow.
Well, no, because it's the way it's they're literally just force-fed, fat, and then they're slaughtered as babies.
When was the last time you cried?
veal is a baby cow.
I knew a food that you didn't.
Yeah, whoa, what happened?
This hasn't happened before.
I got, when we were talking about getting venison burgers, I got on my high horse. About that.
Really?
But,
I thought, did you go?
Yeah. about the fact that people don't, we waste a lot of meat in this country, and people find it funny to eat things like venison or rabbit.
People find it funny?
They don't. They wouldn't eat it as easily as eating,
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Whereas we actually kill, we cull deer in this country because we have too many, so I don't see why we just don't eat that meat.
There'll be a lot more foxes to eat soon.
Yeah, that's sad.
You don't get much meat on a fox, though, do you?
Mm.
Not after the dogs have had it.
What if we go down to China and people start eating dogs?
I think it'd be frowned upon.
Well, how do you feel about the people of Peru eating guinea pigs?
Yeah, people probably aren't aware, our listeners probably aren't aware that I've got two
guinea pigs. You literally haven't shut up about it.
I don't think I've mentioned it on here.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Badger and Skinny Pete.
In fact, you missed the end of the last one of the previous episodes because you are feeding them.
Oh, was I?
Hashtag priorities.
I wouldn't eat them.
No.
I think about those guinea pigs all the time. Sometimes when I'm playing guitar at a gig, like, they're in my head. Like, I'm thinking
you finally discover what love is.
Maybe see if you can remarry and get yourself a new Xbox.
So is that our local news?
That's us. News.
News.
News. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sounds like Thomas when he wants to come in the mornings.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yeah. Is that your
boyfriend? Where am I? Raheem Sterling is just about to complete his £49 million move.
Sterling.
To Manchester. to Manchester City. And I don't know, I mean, I'm going to put my hat in the ring here, and I say that is a ridiculous amount of money for a player that was absolute fucking dog shit last season.
Tired.
It was all right. Because you mentioned that thing about you'd get Ronaldo for like 20 million more. The thing is, Ronaldo, if he does come good, Sterling, like, he's got like another 10 years of like playing at the highest level left, whereas Ronaldo's got like maybe two. So I think, I'm not surprised, like, if you think that Bale went for like 80 million or whatever, like, I don't think that's massively unreasonable. I think it's massively unreasonable, but I think compared to the other shit that goes on, it's not.
It's a lot of money paid for a winger. Wingers are notorious.
They're the best ones.
Yeah, they are the best ones, but they're notoriously like in and out of games and like have patches of bad form because they're all confidence players. And Sterling is such a massive confidence player. Like when he was playing with Suarez, like, the reason he was so good was because Suarez does so much running off the ball and gave him so much space.
Same last season, probably Suarez Aguero was will, right?
No.
Okay, you heard it here first.
Aguero will not run. I don't know. Like, what? You know, look at all the players in the world you could have bought for 50 million quid.
I think it's more of a bargain than when they bought, wasn't Andy Carroll like 50 million or something like that?
Yeah.
I think that's probably. Like, I wouldn't have been surprised if he had gone for, like, 80 million.
Who, Sterling?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been surprised if he'd gone for 12 or 13. Like, that's the sort of category I put him in. He was absolutely rubbish last season. Dreadful. Like, he's like there's better wingers at, like, Cardiff and stuff than him.
He's English, though, isn't he?
Have you seen that QPR are going to get 20 million, though? Because he came up through their youth academy. So even though he's never played a game for them, they get like 20 million.
A percentage of his selling clause.
So I bet they're well happy.
Yeah. There was a Man City fan on the radio this morning because there was a Liverpool fan like on the radio just laughing, so I can't believe it. Like, we're so lucky, blah, blah, blah. He's useless. So glad to be rid of him. He's like massive, like problem in the dressing room, all this sort of stuff. He gets up to all sorts of shit as well, doesn't he? He's always in the paper. And there was a Man City fan on the radio, and they sort of said to him, so, like, you're pretty disappointed with the fee? He was like, couldn't care less, mate. He's like, what? He's like, well, he goes, you know, 500 quid, 500 million, makes no difference to me. He said, like, got a player. Said, like, I'm looking forward to seeing him play. If it doesn't work out, he can just go. He's like, well, what about the transfer fee? He went, don't care.
Because it doesn't affect him, does it?
No. Yeah. He was like, but, you know, he said, like, the content was like, but, you know, it could, you know, the knock-on effect, would, you know, like, through the leagues. He said it could make the price go up for people to come into the grounds. He was like, people can't afford to go to football anyway. He said, like, we all just watch it on telly. He said, so it doesn't really affect me in any way or shape or form. It's perfect. Fair enough, isn't it? So I can't even afford to go to Luton. So why would a Man City fan care about spending that kind of money on a player?
Fair enough.
On the football thing, Ian Wright's back.
He wants, coming back to Match of the Day. Maybe nine years after he said he was treated as a comedy jester.
He's a comedy jester, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
I can't even remember, like football's so, like, dull now. I've kind of just watched the first bit of Match of the Day and then just sort of skip through and watch the goals now.
Yeah.
It's not like it used to be.
I am not the biggest Ian Wright fan. I think he gets on a certain high horse about a certain...
Where does he go?
I think he turns a lot of things into a race issue when they don't need to be a race issue.
Yeah.
I think everyone is quite aware of that. And so I just think he should pipe down. I'm not sure he should, but he could come back on Match of the Day and be
zip it, righty.
Yeah.
Speaking of 49 million, did you win the lottery?
No, but I met a friend last night that I'm not going to reveal the name of that did win the lottery.
Oh, it's Stephen.
he got five numbers in the bonus ball.
Crikey.
So he won, like, you know, quite a fair amount. Like, I think it said about 40 or 50 grand.
Is that what you get for five numbers in the bonus ball?
A girl I went to school with, her parents won similar sort of thing, it was about 80 grand. They just put an extension on the house and it was all gone.
Mm. Oh, wow.
But yeah, I mean, he hasn't really got, like, he's hasn't really gone mental with it.
I just, like, if I hadn't won, like, the full jackpot and I'd won, like, that 80 grand, I know this is really counterproductive because you think, oh, you should do something productive with that money, but I just think I'd do all the things that I'd never get the chance to normally do and then just live my life normally.
Just, like get it all out in like, £5 notes and, like, have a bath in it and stuff like that.
I was going to say that and go to a strip club. I'd book, like, an amazing holiday, like, go travelling and, like, because I think, yeah, maybe I could... Sam, why are you laughing at me?
I'm just wondering what Will would think about this plan.
Yeah, God, this is why I always get told off.
We need to invest it.
It wouldn't make that much of a difference to have my life. Yeah, like, I don't know, maybe I'd split it and put, like, 40 grand down to put a deposit on a house or something, but I just think I wouldn't... that's not... Nowadays, it sounds really bad, but that's not a life-changing amount of money. Like, you're not set for life on 80 grand, so why not say, do you know what, I'm going to...
Did you hear about those guys that won... They won, like, over a million twice, and, like, they haven't spent... No, yeah. They haven't spent any of it. They've, like, stayed living in their, like, counter house or whatever.
That kind of shit annoys me. I prefer the Michael Carroll route. On that,
blowing 8 million on, like, quad bikes.
It was more than that. It was like 20 million. He's got nothing left. He spunk the whole lot. Like,
I don't see how you could spunk that amount of money.
He moved into that massive mansion on the street full of real posh knobs. Just bought, like, diggers and stuff and had them in his garden, like, tanks. Just like, they were like all these posh people that have been living there for years, just absolutely horrified. Fucking lout living next door, just going mental.
Lout, that's a good word.
Having, like, yeah, lotto louts, that's what they are, isn't it? Like, I love it when people like that, the establishment get really, oh no, I can't believe he's won it.
I think if I won a jackpot, I'd, like, sort out something like a house, sort out all my family and, like, close friends and make sure they had what they needed. And then put, like, a third of whatever I won away in some kind of, like, interest account, so that even if I blew the rest, I'd still be able to pay my bills and be serious.
What would you do, Owen?
I'd...
What's the fee? I mean, what's the amount? You've won 10 million.
10 million. I'd split it with my parents straight off the bat.
How much?
Like 50-50.
Right, okay.
And then I'd go mental.
You'd be dead in 2 weeks.
We'd probably have a party.
I'd like to take all my friends on a massive holiday and just say, book, like, I don't know, you'd probably...
What I'd ideally like to do, you definitely couldn't do it with 10 million, but if, like, you know, sometimes, like, on the Euro Millions, it goes up to, like, 100 and whatever million. What I would do is I would just get all my friends, I would, like, buy, like, a Caribbean island, I'd just move, like, everyone that I liked in Hitchin, like, there, and then we could just have Hitchin, like, pick up...
People that live in Ledger,
Hitchin, Ledger, Bulldog, the... anywhere, for that matter. Like, all my friends and that, and we'd buy, like, an island, and, like, we'd put the bricklayers there and stuff. And we'd just go about our lives as normal, but none of us had had to work.
That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to be able to have, like...
Well, how do we... Doesn't make any sense. How would we, like... So how many people...
Would have to work in the bricklayers. No, you can have one of them honesty bars where you go up and you...
How do we get food and stuff? Would there be, like, a package that comes over every week?
Yeah, with enough food, it gets dropped in with a parachute.
It'd be like living on the island and Lost.
Yeah, we'd have to do that thing where we'd have to, like, build things and we'd have to, like, do it all for ourselves. That'd be part of the fun.
Yeah?
You'd like, start your own civilisation. Yeah. Oh, and land.
So that's a bit like what I thought it was going to be like when Scotland could have voted for independence. I was like, they've got to do it.
We'd cut up all their food. Least,
I thought it'd be really good. I was like, if they can just start again, like, their own society, their own civilisation. It's like they were, like, I don't know, like, moving the island somewhere else. But no, it wasn't going to be like that.
What would you do if you won it?
Yeah, I quite like the island idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, one thing I've always wanted to do is, like, you know, like, you go on holiday, I'd like to have, like, a place in here, like, a really big house, then a place in, like, Florida, a place in Spain, and, like, okay, just, like, the biggest, best... Well, I'd probably have, like, you know, like, when you go to Disneyland, like, you have those, like...
No!
You know, you have, like, the Disney Hotel.
Yeah.
I would have, like, the suite there, and it would just be booked for me, like, all the time. So, like, at the drop of a hat.
Timeshare?
No, I'd just have it all the time, just there. Like, so I've just got my own room there. Time, no share. And, like, so whenever we wanted to go, I'm saying we. Like, literally, I'd be like, right, let's get in the plane. And we'd just, like, turn this shit off. Like, we're not going to watch a film, we're going to Disneyland. We're just going, like, everything's there already.
That's nice, I'd like that.
Yeah.
Should we stop buying some lottery tickets?
I used to buy it.
I've got about three that I haven't checked.
Really?
What are you doing? We could be on an island right now.
You're an idiot. Well, I've worked with a woman at John Lewis, because I used to do it. And then when I worked at John Lewis, we were all in a syndicate. And then a woman, like, that was in the department next to me, won 18 million. And I thought, there's no point in me doing it anymore, because I've never heard a story where someone from a shop has won it, and then the person, like, the next week in the same shop has won it.
It's because everyone does what you do and quits.
Yeah.
You've got to be in it to win it.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe we should do, like, a syndicate breakfast band lotto. But I think
they used to do a syndicate at, when I worked at Norwich Union. They always used to do one. And I never, like, I didn't want to buy into it. Like, I always wasn't interested. But they'd come round and they'd be like, well, you'll be sorry if you're the only one that's here on Monday. And I'd be like, I would be really sorry. Yeah. Here, have my pound.
See, there was those bus drivers, weren't there, recently? Yeah. And they won it. But there was a really good bit. Like, one of the bus drivers, like, he received a phone call while he was at the bus stop and he was driving, and they were like, yeah, we've won the lottery. And apparently he just put his phone down and just went, I'm going now. And there was, like, loads of people on the bus who just got out and just walked off. Like, because he'd won the lottery. But there was one woman that had been putting in, and then she quit, like, a couple of years ago. I think her name was Sandra. And then, like, the press sort of got hold of this story. It's like, oh, what about poor Sandra? And like, one of them was like, well, obviously we're going to sort Sandra out. I thought, well, she hadn't been putting in. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Screw up.
I always used to worry about that. Like, if I was... Because when I worked at Country Properties, I'd have days off during the week because I worked Saturdays. And I'd always worry if they did, like... Because it was usually a Tuesday or a Thursday I had off. And so if they'd get, like, a ticket on a Tuesday and I wasn't there and they'd all win, I'd be like, do you think they'd put in for me? Or do you think they'd... Yeah, I'd just be there on my own.
There was that thing when the lottery first started, like, everyone was doing those syndicates, and like they used to have people come round and collect the money, and there was one bloke that was collecting the money and not putting it on. So he was he had like 100 people, so he'd be getting £100 every week, and he wasn't putting it on, and if anything came up, he was just paying them out of the money that he'd been stealing, but then their numbers came up.
That's crushing.
Wow.
I know. So they all thought they won the lottery, but he ended up putting it on.
That's dark.
Oh, wow.
Probably the worst thing you can do to anyone. Well,
I can think of worse. We're not going to discuss that though.
When was the last time you cried? Do we have any other news? Oh, there was, what about this one?
Oh, the rabbit chick.
Yeah, that sounds like
you make it sound so cute and lovely.
Yeah, so a woman crashed a delivery van because she was using a sex toy while she was driving.
I think my way of saying it was slightly
better. I'm glad that we shut the paper so that you've got to listen to me thumbing through it and find it. There we go. A driver crashed into a van while pleasuring herself with a sex toy.
Wow.
The woman, described as fit and in her 30s, was queuing in traffic when her new...
Who described her as fit?
God knows. Oh, it was a Mini, when her new Mini lurched forward. She swapped details with the fish van driver, who told bosses they checked footage from the vehicle's rear camera, and it showed the woman holding a rampant rabbit-style toy and doing up her trousers.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Has she gone to prison?
No, just insurance. I like the little headline of giving it rear-ended.
Why? So it's just going to insurance? Like, what I don't understand...
Why
is she arrested?
If she was driving along on her mobile phone, she'd have got in much more trouble.
Probably.
Yeah, she's sticking something up her clacker. And
what?
Oh, my God.
Words we want to bring back.
I've never heard that as a thing. Clacker.
Jesus.
Although I must admit, we were having this conversation the other day that they're like we were saying, we can call someone a dick or a knob. Female wise, there's not so many words you can use without it sounding really gross or
clacker.
Really sexual.
It's clacker's alright. It's kind of cute.
Is it? Someone said the word clacker to me.
You got a cracking clacker.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know. She seems to have been let off. Apparently because she's fit and in her 30s.
Yeah, I'm surprised
that
there isn't
outrage.
I thought you were going to say, I'd be surprised if she was fit if she was in her 30s.
That's your cut-off point there, right, Jay?
That is the cut-off point currently.
I think it was weird, though, because if it was the other way around, the guy was having a bash while he was driving, do you not think he'd get arrested? Maybe because it's exposed?
Surely he's got to be reckless. Isn't that what they call it? Like,
driving...
reckless driving.
Yeah, I think if you're doing that, I think that's got to be reckless, isn't it?
I'm just I was going to say, I'm confused as to how she's managed to concentrate, but evidently she hasn't.
Yeah.
But, like, what goes through your mind when you think this would be a good idea? Not really.
Passes sure. the time, I guess. I don't know.
Passes the time.
Hands free.
Yeah.
Okay, that was some news. He's going.
Okay, you're a monster.
What do you mean?
You're a monster. You know Jesus
what,
Christ.
Do you know what I sometimes do?
What?
I dip Marmite and toast in sugary tea and eat it.
No.
It's really nice.
Like, you're dipping what is essentially a cream scone into a cup of tea, and I've just seen... oh my God. It's
Are
like
you
it's like
it, after?
It looks like a plane crash.
Wow.
It's horrible. Look in there. It's, oh. like, it's like some sort of yeast experiment.
Oh God.
It looks like I don't know, some sort of biology.
Sometimes you get when you get bits of biscuit at the bottom of your tea.
You've got it in
and
your
you
beard.
Drink that your shit. Tea and then you get all the biscuits.
I don't
quite
like
nice.
That. Don't
am I all right now? Am I decent?
Yeah, apart from your fingers. Yeah. Do you want a towel or something?
I thought you said you want me to lick them.
Absolutely never.
That's the kind of thing that you'd say, right?
No.
Yes, it is.
Actually, you probably just want to ask. You want to start licking. Get the guinea pigs out. Clean them up, boys.
I like the phrase.
Did you ever hear about that woman?
I like the phrase, get the guinea pigs out.
It's a bit like a clacker.
No, just clacker, not co-clacker.
It's like co-clacker. It's a bit like a clacker. Oh, the jam in the tea is weird. I'll give you that.
What were you, what, you
I
about what?
I don't know. I can tell this story. Go so on. I'm going to use your word, actually. So there was a woman that got arrested because, basically, long story short, it was her birthday and she didn't realise that her friends were going to throw a surprise party. And she used to do a thing. We used to come home, put peanut butter on her clacker, and get her dog to lick it up.
Oh, this sounds like an urban legend.
So, well, yeah, no, apparently it was in a paper, and everyone said it was true. So,
never heard a girl say clacker before.
She didn't realise like that happened. Came downstairs, turned the lights on, like peanut buttered up, and everyone was in her lounge.
God.
And apparently, she got arrested for animal cruelty.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why is it cruel? I'm joking.
I feel like we've tried, like we've sort of gone off the scent a bit.
Oh, I thought you were saying I feel like we're treading a fine line, but that didn't even come into it.
Do we need to put peanut butter so we can get the scent again?
I feel like we should get back on track. What were we going to talk about?
Robberies.
Yeah, robberies. So there's been like some robberies.
What the fuck?
There's been some robberies like around this way.
Has there?
Yeah.
Are we going to solve them?
That would be such a better use of our time.
Yeah. So I was thinking we could become detectives.
I would really like that.
I'd love to be a detective.
I'd be such.
Should we open our own detective agency? We can get hats.
I'd be up for that.
One of us should smoke a pipe, and I'm going to say it shouldn't be me.
It's not going to be me.
Well, I'm not from the pipe.
You're in the pipe. So we should each have like one of us should have a monocle, one of us should have a pipe. I wish I have a cape, bags of cape. Monocle is for you.
Okay.
So we're like, sort of like, I don't know, like, we're like Sherlock Holmes, but in three bits.
Mm. Yeah.
Three bits
of
Holmes.
And we can each have like bits of his personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Which bit of the personality do you want? I don't really know much about his personality.
Has he got away with the ladies?
That's mine. All I know about Sherlock Holmes is what I learned from Basil the Great Mouse Detective, so.
I liked that.
That's one.
Although, it had quite sad twinges to it, didn't it?
Yeah,
it was
a little bit
scary.
And the bat thing was
it.
Really horrible.
Yeah.
What did it do?
There was this evil bat in it. It had a peg leg.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to watch Basil. I might go home and watch it now. See you later.
And we'll finish off.
Oh,
God.
Jesus Christ, Steph.
So, robberies.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that I'm in a better mood, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Robberies.
I can't remember. Yeah, like, there used to be that thing. I'm not sure what the rule is now, but in the olden days... Like,
they're just not allowed.
No, but, like, if I was in bed and I heard a noise downstairs, I was allowed to grab whatever was handy.
Lucy.
And go downstairs, and then you could do whatever you wanted to them.
Like, wow.
So, like, in the olden days, like, people had, like, open fires and stuff, so they don't have pokers. But now people get in trouble because, like, they go downstairs and they, like,
stab them. You're
allowed
to use, what's the word? Reasonable force.
Yeah.
But what is reasonable force?
It needs to be something that you've, like, for example, if you've got a cricket bat in your bedroom, because you play cricket, you could say, well, I'll just grab the nearest thing.
It's nothing to do with being a Jedi?
No.
It's not about, like, being a Jedi, but being sparing with it, like reasonable force?
No.
No? All right, okay. I've got a samurai sword.
Have you?
Is that reasonable or unreasonable?
Have you got it next in your bedroom?
You've got to have them on the windowsill. Apparently, it's the first rule of feng shui.
Yeah.
What's the second rule of feng shui?
It's a feng shui though that you used to also have...
Have a sword on the windowsill.
When we used to have those in the flat and then you'd have, like, what's the word? Taxidermy next to it. Is that not...
Yeah, big time.
Isn't feng shui, isn't that thing where, like, they try and make your house, like, look right?
Yeah.
That's not a samurai rule. You can have it where you like.
It's got to be on the windowsill.
Yeah, if you're doing it in feng shui...
Yeah.
If you're allowed to have the sword in your house, you don't have to obey the rules of feng shui.
Yeah, but why would I not obey the rules of feng shui?
It's bollocks.
I want it to affect my chi.
Oh, man. You're an idiot.
So I would use my samurai sword.
Would you chop off their arms or legs or head?
I'd stab them in the throat. Don't rob me.
I mean, what would you do? Like, Steph, like picture this.
I would
No, 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 picture it. I'm going to put you in a scenario.
This is going to give me anxiety.
Right, you're at home, you've done a gig, Will's on some sort of stag do.
This literally happened to me the other night.
Right, so you're at home, you're a stag do. Thomas is out.
Right. Shit.
Thomas is out, so you're in the home alone. You're upstairs, you're in bed, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you hear this.
I would just cry.
What do you do?
Usually, I put the covers over my head. Like, kind of, they can't see me, I can't see them. But the issue is, even if Will was there, like, Will is a very heavy sleeper. I can literally, like, do this to him and he doesn't wake up.
Don't ever do that again. So,
like, he does this thing where I wake him up and he, like, goes... And then he doesn't realise why he's awake and he's like asleep. So even if Will was there, we'd have. But I remember when I used to live with my mum and dad's, we used to have a dog, and my dog could sense when I was nervous, like if my parents went away. And it was the night before my driving test, so I was just generally a little bit jittery. And I heard the back door, and I was with Jay at the time. I said, "Jay, someone's downstairs. He's like, "Go and find out then." So I had to go downstairs on my own. And yeah, my mum and dad had like a sword by the front door. My dad had shotguns upstairs. But
Jesus Christ!
He has a license for them. He's like, they're shooting.
Okay.
But now I don't know. I always had this thing. I don't do as much now. I'm a bit braver, I think. But whenever I go somewhere, I have to figure out if something happened, where would the nearest exit be? Like if I go into a field or something like that, and I think if something kicked off, how would I get out?
That's good.
So I'm a bit nervous.
Do you do that thing when you get on planes? They say that you're supposed to like count the amount of rows there are to the nearest exit in case it gets all smoky in fans, and you can
find
like
your way out,
get the things.
I genuinely like this sounds. I think that's a bit too dark actually for the podcast. I'm gonna say what worries me most about if someone broke into my house.
Well, what is it?
Being a girl. Like, you hear all these really horrific stories about, like, they come round to rob and they end up, like, doing a rape and stuff. It's just really horrible, I don't know. And it sounds really bad, but I always think if that's going to happen, I'll be like, I've got AIDS.
This escalated so quickly.
Jesus Christ.
But, like, do you know what I mean? Like, as a man, though, that's not something you have to worry about, right?
I've got AIDS.
Like, what else? Like, I don't know. I'm just scared of everything all the time.
Oh my God, dear. What? So, Steph, what would you do? Oh, I'd go downstairs and tell them I've got AIDS. What if it was a girl?
Then I don't think she'd set up on me. I think I'd be all right. But also, I'm not really a fighter, am I?
So, like, I think if push comes to shove...
If someone came to my house knowing me, I'd be like, oh, here's where we keep all our goods.
If push comes to shove, does that count?
No, you can't. By law, women can't rape men. Because you have to...
All right. What about if they
it's just sexual assault.
Fed them a little blue something?
I'm not sure, but it's not classed as rape.
Is this what we want to be talking about?
I don't think so, ever.
Lord knows what FIFA is going to say to me. All right, Chad Evans.
You're bad. You've been found guilty of rape.
Louise comes in.
No,
what are you playing?
No World Cup for you. What? Oh, God.
So, yeah, that's my thoughts on rape.
Did you have a story about this?
It doesn't compare to Steph's like, weird ones, but I remember Duncan Ferguson, that massive, massive Everton footballer. I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah.
He was mental. He was such a hard player. And like some people broke into his house once. Like two men broke in. And they didn't know it was his house. And he just came downstairs, saw them beat the shit out of them, tied them both to a chair to call the police. Thought that's what I'd love to do. I love it when people get their comeuppances.
Yeah.
See, that's what, like, in my mum and dad's house, my bedroom was next to the bathroom, so I always thought if something kicked off, I'd either, like, we had, like, a little outhouse, so I could open my windows and jump straight down onto the outhouse and then get away. But then I used to think, well, what if they've got someone, like, round the back? Yeah, but now our bathroom at the house has no windows. So I wouldn't be able to lock myself in there because I'd just be stuck in there until they broke the door down and killed me.
I don't know if that's like necessarily on all burglars' to-do list.
No, generally they're like, I just like to think of them as like, you know, like proper cat burglars, just trying to steal the stuff. Like, you start with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't take my cat. That's the other thing that really worries me. Like, I always felt safe with my mum and dad's because we had a dog. But like with Thomas, like, I'd much rather someone stole my TV than hurt the cat, so it didn't mean.
Why would someone hurt the cat?
Because it might be like meow, and then it might wake us up. So then they might.
I've met Thomas. He, not one fuck would be seen.
Yeah, that's true. Just let everyone do everything. I don't know. I don't. Your original question was, what would your weapon of choice be?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about mine, and I thought yours would be similar, because I've got nothing in my room, weapon-wise. It would be like, I always thought yours might have been Mr. Doggleson.
No, I was thinking that I would use my words, and I'd probably grab the guitar, like, maybe light a candle. No, not cry.
I don't know. There's nothing in our room I could
There has been occasions in here where I've heard something and thought there was someone downstairs, and I've literally just gone down, like, with my fists.
It happened to me on Friday. I was convinced that someone was upstairs, and Will wasn't home, so I went outside with my car keys and sat in my car for a bit, and then I realised there was definitely no one in the house.
Someone stole the car.
Yeah, and so then I came in. Yeah, no, I go from 0 to 100. Do you remember that time when I thought someone stole my car when we lived in the flat? And yeah. I was so mad at Owen, I was going to call the police because he'd left the back door open. No, he came in and then the house was really cold, the flat was really cold, and I was like, what's going on? But the door was just wide open. And I was like, hello? And Owen was like, hi. So you left the back door open. And then I looked down and my keys weren't where I thought they were. So I looked out, like, you know, the flat, like, you got the car park downstairs. I looked out and my car wasn't in the space I was parked in. And I just straight away was like, Owen, someone stole my car. Someone's come in the house. I was like, we need to call the police. And I was like, running around. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, my dad's gonna kill me. So I picked up the phone, was literally dialing, then he was like, do you just want to go and check? And I was like, no, it's gone, I'm wasting time. I looked out and I'd forgotten that I'd gone downstairs and moved my car and taken my keys into the room, and I was like, it's all right. Panic over.
It's all right, they brought it back.
Yeah. But that's my thing, I go, woo, when I get scared.
So I had one at a car park once where I parked on a level, and then when I went back to get the car, like, I'd come out on the wrong level, so the car wasn't there, and there was a car park attendant, and I was like, my car's gone. He was like, what? I was like, my car's gone.
Shit job.
He was like, well, what do you want me to do? I was like, well, I don't expect you to be charging me £5 a fucking hour if you're not going to be keeping an eye on the cars. He was like, you sure it's not on another floor? I was like, no. And then, like, he was like, well, let's go and have a look upstairs. We went and looked upstairs and went, beep, beep.
Oh, no. I did a similar one after Rooms of the World one year. I parked in a car park behind, like, the Sunrunner and that. And I was walking with, I was bringing a load of gear, so I think there was, like, the rest of the band, and, like, maybe my parents were there and some other people. We were all walking back to the car, and, like, as I got to it, I saw, the entire, like, front and door had all been, like, kicked in. It was all dented and all, but I was like, oh, fuck's sake, I was like, and then as I looked in, there was a child seat in the front. I was like, what have they done that? Wait, I was parked next to it.
I once tried to get into a car.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, for ages, and realised it's not my car. And I'm like, what is working?
I did that as well because I recently changed my car and I left it parked in Letchworth. And I went and I, because it hasn't got a beeper thing on it, so I went and I put the key in the door and, like, it wouldn't open. I was like, fuck. And then, like, this guy came out and I thought he was going to help me. So I was like, mate, what are you doing? I was like, I was parked next to it. I'm so sorry, I only got this car yesterday. Whatever.
Get away from my car, I was trying to break in.
I stole it from another garage.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
So they're all the robberies.
It's all the robberies. I watched Tomorrowland the other day. I loved it. But it made me cry.
Did it?
Yeah, because awful.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way. Just because, like, I'm really weak when it comes to, like, films. I was wondering what the last film you cried at.
See, I tend not to cry at sad things. I tend to cry more uplifting things. Yeah. Like, I once watched a short of David Beckham's performance in the game against Chris. And it broke me, whereas I tend not to cry at sad things.
Yeah.
Apart from Marley and Me and the King Kong films.
Okay. I mean, I cry, like, at happy things a lot. Like a Disney film which has, a triumphant ending will get me every time. As well.
Up in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
My thing that gets me, oh my god, I can't even talk about it today. We'll be alright, we'll be okay.
Are you gonna cry?
No, I don't think so. If I look down, I'll be fine. My thing that gets me is other people being emotional. So, like, when I went on, like, I think it's fair to say I'm not exactly cold hearted, but I'm quite good at separating emotion from things. And I had having a conversation where, like, typical girl conversations, I don't see the point in talking about things for the sake of talking about things. But if other people get emotional, if people that I care about are really happy, it makes me cry. like in a good way. Like when we went on Kirsty's Hen Do, and like everyone was kind of joking about it, like knowing me and knowing Will, they're like, oh, you know, we're not going to get you this weekend, you'll be fine, and we'll all be blubbing. And we made this book for Kirsty where we had to write like marriage advice, and like I went full blown emotional on it, and I was like, oh! And I wrote it, and mine made everyone cry, and then Kirsty opened the book, and I just burst into tears. I straight away, and I was like, oh my god, this is so nice. So I just save up my emotion, and then it pours out at other times. But I barely ever cry at like sad films.
I'm not really one for the sad films, but I mean, like Lethal Weapon.
I watch Marley and Me.
Okay.
What,
see, that didn't make me cry like I thought it would, because I knew everyone. Look, my problem is,
I haven't seen it, don't spoil it.
Okay, I won't spoil it. My problem is people building stuff up.
I'm guessing a dog dies in it, right?
Like the first time I watched Love Actually or Team America, stuff like that, everyone told me they were the best films ever, or like Team America was so funny.
I thought you were talking about the crime thing. Okay. Love Actually, yeah, Team America.
And Dark Knight. And I watched them all and I thought, that's crap. That's crap. Because the people built it up so much. The same thing with Up, same thing with Marley and Me, everyone's like, you're gonna, and The Impossible, I watched that and everyone's like, you're gonna cry your eyes out. Didn't affect me. Yeah, give me something like, so today, this morning, I watched the montage of all of Snape's scenes in Harry Potter and chronological order, and I sat down and said, cry my eyes out. So.
See, I had, the weirdest one I ever had was Lethal Weapon 4, which was the one with Jet Li, wasn't it?
Do you know that one? Yeah.
Yeah, and it was kind of like, it was the last one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And like towards the end, like, you know, like the Joe Pesci character, he'd always been a bit of an outsider and stuff. And then like at the very end,
like, I haven't seen it.
There's nothing bad. But at the end, like he kind of thought he was all alone, and he went to his mum's grave, and he was just like talking to his mum's grave. And then like they all sort of appeared behind him, and he was like, guys, he said like, I didn't think you were my friends. I didn't think.
Stop trying to make me cry. You're looking really intently in my eyes.
But he was like, I didn't know like that we were this close. I didn't think we were really friends. And like then I think Riggs says, we're not friends, we're family. And like when he said it, I just like, whoa. And like,
the one thing that makes me cry every episode without fail is Glee. I don't know. Like it's so. I think it's all the music in it.
It's kind of the opposite of what it says on the tin, right?
Yeah, I know. It should be called Blub for me. Every single time. Like, Will's playing something on PlayStation and I've got my earphones in watching my iPad with Glee, and like he'll look up and every 5 minutes
watching my iPad with Glee.
Yeah. Ooh, and just cry my eyes out. Can't deal with it.
Yeah, musical situations tend to make me... Louise gets really annoyed at me because we'll watch something really sad and she'll be like in floods of tears and I'll just be kind of sat there. But then like, something... an uplifting moment in a song or something like that, and it'll set me off. Or the David Beckham documentary.
The last episode of Friends got me massively.
Yeah?
Really badly, yeah. Like even now, if I happen to be watching Friends, because it's on all the time, and it happens to be that episode, even if it's just, like, the last 5 minutes, even not seeing like it for ages, it will still make me cry. Like, if I go and put it on there now, and you could watch me cry.
Let's not.
I mean, but, like, wasn't supposed to sound sexy. Relatable things, like, really, really get me, actually. So... like if you watch a film and there's a one of my most favourite films ever, and I don't know if you'll expect this from me, is Point The Breakup. With Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn, because it is so like one of the truest things I've ever seen about relationships and how they work, and I always make people watch it and I'm like, ah! Every single time.
Is that your Point Break?
That's kind of the opposite. I end up there in floods of tears. I don't think it would have the same sort of effect.
Right.
But yeah. I don't know, it might do for you.
I managed to keep it in my mouth. Oh, that was the hardest thing I've had to do.
Wow. Okay, we're back recording.
Are we actually?
Yeah.
Once, actually, because of me and my weird emotion thing, once I was really upset over a situation, but I didn't want to cry about it like at the time. So I like put on this really strong front, and then I was like, I need to cry. So I went into my room, I looked at my mum and dad's, and I watched the Sex and the City film, because it's that really like thing with the marriage and it's all really upset, and I just cried my eyes out. And then I came downstairs and I was like, right, I'm ready to go out, I feel fine now.
I love the way you sort of like said, yeah, I watched the Sex and the City, like looking at me and him like, oh yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I realised. But again, like, I didn't even watch the series, I just remember finding that really, really sad, like she gets really emotional about it. So
I think crying's good for you. I think it's good for your soul.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. Why not?
Well, I'm not saying that it's the big taboo, but was it linked to anything?
It's not like some of the other stuff we've talked about. Yeah. It's not that controversial.
I think people would, like, we do a good mix of serious and funny, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now people know us better, they know what makes us cry.
So, like, if there's anyone out there that's struggling, is there, like, a number that you want to give them?
Yeah, like, if anyone wants to
reach Steph on.
Yeah, if anyone wants to get in touch with us.
Get much from me. Man up.
Yeah, we've got like a little section called Better Call Steph. So if anyone's got anything they want to talk to Steph about,
maybe we should do like a thing where they try and make me cry over the phone and we'll see if it works or not.
Do you want the phone in you up, our listeners? I've seen our listeners.
Actually, yeah, don't.
Okay, is it time for a wrap up?
Yeah, ma'am. Breakfast plan. Okay, we've been breakfast plan. I've been Kev.
You still are Kev.
Who are you?
What?
We've been Breakfast Bad. If you want to speak to us, just get in touch via the usual means.
We still are Breakfast Bad. Like, it bothers me sometimes when bands do that. Like, we've been the October Game. Like, did you just break up? You still are. It's just the end
you
of the
You broke
gig.
Up, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, we did. Okay, maybe at that one point it was relevant. But, you know, like, when people do that, I've been Ed Sheeran, and you will be when you wake up in the morning.
Mm.
Like, it just bothers me, that's all.
I've been Bruce Jenner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, get in touch, audioboom.com. Like, we still want to do that thing where we get to number one. We've only ever been to number two. So, this is going to be out on Mondays and Wednesdays. So if you download it on Mondays or Wednesdays, it gives us a better chance. So get it as soon as you see it, Mondays or Wednesdays, around tea time. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. See you soon.
Bye. Bye.